Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It wasn't long ago that millennials, you were getting blamed for everything. You ruined the, you know, fine chain restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we did.
What else did millennials ruin?
Avocado
everything.
Toast.
Oh, everything. Yeah.
Avocado, well, they don't want avocado toast. That's why you can't get a house, because you liked avocados. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, well, that and Starbucks.
How they're ripe for 6 minutes.
Oh, that and Starbucks.
The diamond industry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Fast fashion.
Oh, you were the first generation that kind of didn't really want to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah, that's,
oh,
yeah, that's, yeah. yeah that started that. Now Gen Z is really like,
oh, yeah.
Definitely don't want to work.
Yeah. Laziest.
Yeah.
Laziest. Yeah. yeah. There was the greatest and then the laziest, and in between, variations of great. Anyway, well, now millennials are, you're getting old enough that the older generations are embracing you. And now the millennials are saying, you know what? These old people were right all along. Here are some things we're not going to take anymore. Okay. Like the chaos of the streets, Maitland.
Yeah.
Are you technically millennial?
Yes, I'm the tail end of millennial based on some definitions.
Okay.
It ends in 96, and
I'm
born
the very
August
beginning
96.
Of it.
Oh, wow. We got the alpha and the omega.
We're bookending the
okay,
millennium.
That's very good. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. And then Hot Wings is clear boomer. Kelly, you're millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are a lot of things that traditionally would be thanks, boomer. That millennials are now saying, yeah, no, I hate that too.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this is one the millennial and the boomer or the millennial and the Gen X can agree on.
Okay.
Proof. Raise your hand or say I, because it's an audio medium, 31 years. say I, if you agree that watching any sort of video or music without headphones makes you a moron if you are in public.
I.
See,
aye.
Millennials and everybody else agree.
But what's crazy is I see older people doing that more often than young people.
It is often the older people. I agree.
It is, and I'm like, why do you have that so loud? And if you're that needy for volume, why don't you just put in a headset?
I don't know. I've never understood that. But it does seem like there is a generational thing where it's either the young people who are oblivious and don't care or the old people who are too dumb to know.
Yes.
So, yeah, Gen X and millennials, yeah, we got something in common on that. We are annoyed by the old and the young.
Well, Hot Wings, you're about to be joined by millennials on the next two because they are trademark Hot Wings harumphs.
All right, excellent.
Hot Wings harumphs.
Yeah. That's a whole bag of comments. This is time for another Hot Wings harumph.
I got a lot.
That
of
was the throwaway like name take. For hot take. It's going to be a Hot Wings harumph.
I love that.
You got to say harumph with harumph, that emphasis. Harumph.
Yeah, kind of wet on the end.
Yeah, you got to like fire your lips a little bit. Yeah,
you can't end up with a wetness.
Love a good wet harumph.
Oh, man, me too.
This one, millennial BKB girl says, I hate downloading an app for every frickin' thing.
Yes.
I'm not clogging up my phone for one baseball ticket. Email me a PDF. Do you remember that time? We had to do a meeting, and Hot Wings lost his mind for 4 GD hours because he had to download an app to do the meeting.
It was pretty funny.
It was really, it was a lot.
And yeah, it was.
You know what took a lot longer than that meeting? The rant about the app. Yeah. And those people were doing us a nice favor. They were interviewing us to give us attention.
I don't mind
but
the
still,
app.
Everybody shouldn't but still, everyone shouldn't have a different one.
Yeah, and it's really now the in-app purchases. It's like, hey, this app is free for a week, and then it's $39.99 for a year.
And it's
I'm
a
like,
subscription.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, wait. This
guarantee
is
you'll forget about it.
To help me identify plants for free, and half the time it's wrong. Like, why would I pay for this?
Yeah. That is crap. Yeah,
none of those apps should say free app. It should say temporarily free app.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, ahead of time.
Delayed charge app.
Yeah. Like free for a week app.
It could be a whole category. Apps you'll delete when you figure out what they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this next one. Who said it? A millennial or Hot Wings? New car headlights are too bright.
Everyone
says that.
That's not
that,
just
yeah.
me. They are. I'm not being targeted.
I'm not being hard to get along with, but I can legitimately say I've never thought these new headlights are too bright. I've definitely seen lights where it's too bright and you're like, God, hit the dims. But I've never been like, oh, as a broad statement, lights.
Yeah. You've never been blinded by the new LED lights?
I just said I have been blinded by God. Some lights.
They're
I make
awful.
No distinction.
Yeah, they're all. Well, the way that you can tell the difference, though, is the old ones had, like, spread the light out and the new ones are targeted. So when you're not in the beam, it's fine. And then as soon as they hit you, it's like you're looking at the sun.
My favorite, because my
really
car is kind of new, and people flash their lights at me like, ah, your lights are so bright.
But you're on dim.
And I'm on dim, and I then have to, like, give them a quick little flashback, and I know that feeling in the car, because I've done that to people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
God, your brights, especially, like, Jeeps, they're so bright, and they're sitting higher up. So they're directly in your eyesight. I'm like, oh, God, this is terrible. Now I have to do that to people, and I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at me driving bright on the road.
Yeah, those lights are great if you're the one that's driving the car that has them.
Yeah.
But they're terrible if you're the one coming onto them.
Yeah.
All right. Who said it? Hot Wings or a millennial? Ready?
Ready.
Not everything needs to be recorded, photographed, and posted. Whether it's for good, like taking excessive vacation pictures, or bad, like recording arguments between strangers.
I think a millennial said that.
Trick question. It's both. Hot Wings has said that many times. Also, so have millennials. Millennials are coming around.
Yeah.
Turns out Hot Wings is a millennial leader. How's that feel, Maitland?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Feels good.
Okay.
He's your spirit animal.
He is. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Resting by the fire.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to go out and blaze the trail a little bit.
Okay, I didn't realize before we got into these, but a lot of these are things that Hot Wings has been annoyed by.
Well,
Number five.
What this shows, though, is that I was, in fact, leading the charge on this, because this is like a publication that has amassed all this info.
Scroll down. Was this curated from freebeerandhotwings.com? Like the hot takes section?
It's not.
They give us credit.
It's written by AI. Yeah. Give me a real menu. I get it during COVID, but I hate having to try to scroll through the menu on my tiny ass phone. It's a PDF of their old menu that has tiny font and hasn't been adapted for mobile. Get a QR code for a menu. At least make sure it's mobile friendly. And no, I won't download your menu app.
Mm-hmm.
That is annoying when it's just a scan or a crudely taken picture of their paper menu.
You can't see a damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's, yeah, little. It's stupid.
Millennial or Hot Wings, Maitland? Stop speeding in neighborhoods!
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, who disagrees with that?
Yeah.
Who's like, you know what? No, I'll take you down. I'll go against the grain. I am for speeding in neighborhoods.
I hate when I drive past the house that has the little plastic kid out front.
I know. Yeah. You, oh, yeah. That's going to change
it
everything.
Says like,
that is the only thing I lost in the divorce I was glad about. I hated that thing.
Like,
the only thing it did at our house was the kids used to beat the hell out of it.
Oh, my God.
Put a rope around its neck and drag it behind a bike.
So
I'm
you
like,
think
this
that,
seems bad.
So you think that people are going to ignore the official don't speed signs?
Or the children.
But they're going to pay attention to your Amazon purchase of kids at play.
Yeah, our kids kept getting hit by a car until we put a plastic kid by the road. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does kind of bum me out when you can kind of go a little faster in some neighborhoods and then they put a speed bump in.
Oh, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing about
all of us is probably me.
Only good thing about snow is that oftentimes they'll pick up the speed bumps so they can plow.
Wait, you can pick up speed bumps? What are you talking about?
In some neighborhoods they do.
Well, some of them, yeah, are bolted down, but some of them, a lot of them are just made out of the asphalt.
Oh, you must live in a nice place. Mine are all old.
Well, I drive through nice places.
Sometimes you can't even tell it's a speed bump anymore.
It's just
your car goes over it.
Yeah. My speed bumps are just potholes.
Yeah, we got lots of speed bumps here. This one I agree with, and I'm working to, I've gone a long ways in becoming more like this. I am not instantly available, says this millennium, but old people will agree. Old in quotes. I'm not instantly available at any waking moment just because it is technically possible for me to see your message immediately on my electronic device. If we didn't have prior plans to be in contact, allow 24 to 48 hours for response to all non-emergency communications.
Amen.
That seems like a lot.
Okay. Now, see, I'm just the opposite of that. I like that in theory, but I can't stand it. If I get a message and if I see it, now there are times where I go, oh, I got to get to that because I'm in the middle of something and then I have forgotten. But generally, that drives me crazy. Like yeah. somebody, if my phone goes off in the middle of the night, I'll go, ah, and then I'll respond to it. Like, I can't help it.
I'm on Do Not Disturb at like 3 p.m. Yeah, nobody bugging me.
I can't help it. But yeah, a lot of people I know are like actually do the Do Not Disturb. But I'll forget to take that off and then I'll never get messages and go, God dang it.
All right. Which of these sounds like, I'll give you four quick. You say Hot Wings or Millennial. Ready?
Okay.
I hate dealing with touchscreen keyboards. I don't think I'll ever be able to type on them.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings. I wish things had fewer unnecessary buttons. Hot Wings is pro button.
Yeah, I love
Hot Wings is pro button.
Give me buttons.
I do like buttons too. I like the texture of it.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time where things were out of control, like the early to mid 90s in
buttons
a car.
Everywhere.
There were, you get into a Pontiac and there were like 9,000 buttons because they thought it looked neat. So it was like a different button for everything.
My 89 Pontiac Grand Prix had buttons on top of buttons.
I mean, it was buttons galore. And it was like you'd have the steering wheel would have redundant buttons for everything that was 1 foot away.
And then also on the back, more volume and more channel buttons.
But I will say this, as somebody who owned a late 90s Grand Prix, and back then all their buttons were backlit red, in the dark it looked awesome. Yeah. It was so pointless.
I'm
but all those little lights look neat.
I got to pull up. I got to see if I can find an interior shot of my first car. 86 Pontiac 6000.
Oh yeah, they were
so many buttons.
That was when they like discovered how tech worked. Oh boy, here we go. Look at this.
It didn't need as many things.
We invented the LED.
Oh my god, even that's the most Jersey car I've ever seen in my life. I immediately picture like the mafia driving this car.
Everyone came with a Bon Jovi.
Dude, even
not like the singer, but just someone from the family.
Cassette.
Yeah. Yeah. Even cassette. Like, even the steering wheel, it's like a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at all those buttons.
Why
what
are they I hate that?
When you say what? It's like a computer, it's like people in the 70s imagined a computer to look yeah. someday.
What? It looks yeah. like a kid's toy.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, the radio says, Murr.
And the radio had the equalizer on it, so you could adjust.
Ooh.
It's got like the little slider, so you could adjust the treble and the bass and the fade and the balance.
You must
have had the beats
graphic
pumping
yeah. equalizer.
Why was there ever an adjustment for left and right audio? Like, no, just put it in the center.
No, that yeah. came in handy yeah. in my Jeep one time, though, because the speakers were starting to go out, so I always had to put it a little off-center so that it would work.
Maybe that's why they did it in the first place. Like, people will like the adjustment until they need it. Then they'll go,
yeah. Oh.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a
grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain!